agenda for tonight. I had emailed out the meeting minutes from our last meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to approve the meeting minutes from the 2nd of March 2022?
Yeah, move we approve.
And a second?
A second.
All right. So, we are going to start today with Ms. Renee. There was a little change that needed to be made to our wellness plan, and then we need to do our evaluation. So I'm going to turn that over to Renee, and you should have copies of both of those in front of you.
The revision is very simple. If you see on the front page, all it involves is there is a strike through. That sentence will be removed, and in its place, it will address, there are 6 days that campuses can use for fundraising and exemptions from the National School Lunch Program guidelines and restrictions. So those 6 days will be addressed in each of the campus student handbooks, and the principals have the ability to determine what 6 days they want to use for their campus, if they want to use any of them, none of them, all of them. But it's in the student handbook for that to be addressed per campus, and that's what that is, and that's just to bring it to your attention. That'll be revised and then updated on the website for the wellness plan.
So that 6 days is giving us some flexibility, and we are trying with the CATCH program. There are some things that, especially like the middle school campus wants to implement on the campus, but we are struggling with that because they're food items and we can't compete against the school food program. So those 6 days are hopefully gonna allow us on that campus to try out some of these new ideas, and we'll be able to do that by the campus using the 6 days during the next school year. So an idea of that is like a juicer to have fresh
smoothies.
Yes.
Who's gonna make them?
Well, a teacher is volunteered to do that. Awesome. So, but
400 pounds of free. Yeah.
Yes.
3 glasses of juice.
So, but it's good that those conversations are coming up, especially now with the CATCH program. So we're going to try to incorporate it by the new guidelines, being able to use it that way.
Move on. Okay. The wellness plan evaluation is required to be done at least once every 3 years. It is something that comes up in the review that is done by the state on the food service department. I had requested from Corey that we do it every year so that it never slips through the cracks, because this coming year I am scheduled for that review and it is a finding if it's not done. So I asked her, just can we please do it every year and know that it's covered. So this is actually from last spring, which is the official assessment. But just to review it, see if there's any updates that want to be made to what we're doing, if things need more improvement, if everybody has the same opinion of acceptable, or things that need improvement. And then at the bottom, the last page, it says ideas to consider for the future. The CATCH program has been implemented. It was planned last spring and it has been implemented this school year. So if you want to look over it, if we want to go through it line by line, whatever the consensus is, we'll go for it.
Should we just go through it line by line?
Sure.
And then just openly speak up if there's something that, for the comments.
Okay. Number one, students will receive nutrition education that fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy behaviors. The responsibility is the superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers. Level of implementation, spring 2021 was marked as acceptable. And if there's any further comments that wants to be added, or if this is, if everybody's happy with how that is.
I think we need to add with catch, with rolling out the three or four themes for catch, because the students have all been hearing about it that way also.
Okay. Anything else? Number two, nutrition education will be a district-wide priority and will be integrated into other areas of the curriculum as appropriate. The responsibility is the superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers. This was also rated acceptable. Coaches in K through 5 PE classes talk about nutrition and health one day per week. I think catch has also increased that, right?
Just a question, why just kindergarten through fifth grade? Why not at all physical education classes district-wide?
I don't know. I know at the elementary level, it's part of, I guess, the curriculum at that level. I really don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I know James talks about that he has been integrating the principles of catch and go slow and whole foods. But I just, whether it's catch or anything, you know, coaches usually, physical education teachers usually, it's not that far off their expertise to discuss nutrition.
And it may be. Coach Sheffield, if I remember right, Coach Sheffield was in the meeting, and I think he may have specifically said that, and that may be why the comment is that way.
Okay.
But I won't say that's definitely what happened, but that's what my memory is recalling.
I think that's right, yes.
So that may be why that comment is stated as it is.
Okay. I see. It's a statement of fact that he does it, so that's why it's there. It's not...
Correct.
Policy. It's not a policy.
Correct.
Correct. Right. Okay, I got it.
Anything else? Number three, food service staff, teachers, and other school personnel will coordinate the promotion of nutrition messages in the cafeteria, the classroom, and other appropriate settings. Superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers are responsible. Needs improvement. The comment then was that coordination needs improvement and should be accomplished through the implementation of the CATCH program in 2021-22. I will comment on that just to say I think that is existing in the elementary and the middle school. The CATCH program, I don't know how much is being implemented at the high school level because it's not actually a high school.
It is
being implemented
have,
at the high
yes.
school. So
there's a committee of students and...
It's different, but they are implemented.
The same, like posters, the same information
mm-hmm.
is being given out at the high school.
Healthy snacks.
So I move we change that to acceptable.
Okay.
The apples were a big hit.
Apples?
Oh yeah. Apples were a big hit. Oranges were all kind of, but apples definitely.
On. So you want them for the next promotion?
I think that they were a good idea. And
okay.
Everyone would just walk in and just grab an apple. I went to like four of my classes and everybody was eating an apple.
That's great.
Yes. So I'd say that.
Number four, educational nutrition information will be shared with families and the general public to positively influence the health of students and community members. The superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers are responsible parties. This also was marked needs improvement and should be accomplished through the implementation of the CATCH program in 21-22 was the comments made last year. I think we have seen that. I know the cards.
I think we need to change that to acceptable now. And we've gotten the Chamber of Commerce involved. There's been correspondence going out to parents in regards to the CATCH program.
I've seen it on social media.
Yep.
Facebook, yes, posts. So I definitely a big improvement from last year.
Okay. Backside of that page, I guess I should have referred to, the first page is referring to wellness plan, goal nutrition education at the very top. So the next page is wellness plan goal for physical activity. Port Aransas ISD will provide an environment that fosters safe and enjoyable fitness activities for all students, including those who are not participating in competitive sports. The responsibility is for the superintendent, campus principal, athletic director, and teachers. The level of implementation is marked exceptional. Comments, multiple physical activities are offered for all students through the ACE program. PAISD offers an open gym.
That's also true. And we've expanded the elementary offerings, so even better. We've expanded the elementary offerings.
Expanded to?
Well, it's good the way it's written because we've just been able to add a few more. So we were good last year, we're better this year.
Okay.
So now they're extra exceptional.
Exceptional. We're giving ourselves an X plus.
Okay. Any other comments? 2, physical education classes will regularly emphasize moderate to vigorous activity. Responsibility is superintendent, campus principal, athletic director, and teachers. The level of implementation is marked exceptional. Text requirements are followed at all grade levels, was the comment made last year.
Same.
3, Port Aransas ISD will encourage parents to support their children's participation, to be active role models, and to include physical activity in family events. Responsible is superintendent, campus principal, athletic director, and teachers. This was marked acceptable. The district was recently hindered by COVID-19 restrictions and protocols. Dodgeball is a regular community event hosted by PAISD, and PAISD is linked with the City Parks and Recreation Department to offer a variety of activities.
Dodgeball cannot be offered the last 2 years, just simply because every time we plan it, then we hit a wave.
Okay.
So we tell Coach you couldn't plan that anymore. We laugh about that. And our COVID-19 restrictions are no longer an issue for this year because, I mean, we didn't shut down. We didn't have to look it up in our building. We opened our buildings back up to visitors and volunteers this year.
So, Philip, that COVID-19 comment can be removed?
I think so.
And then what about, can we add the Young Life program under those two? Because Sheree, what was the turnout the other day for the color?
It was big, wasn't it?
It was sizable. Even I think we had 24 dodgeball, I think for high school, 25 plus maybe.
So I think that, yes, that's getting all these kids physically active.
Young Life, but it's the school supporting it. Like,
Young Life?
What?
Young Life. So just add the addition of the Young Life Club?
I think so.
Young Life Organization?
I mean, it's a parent initiated, but the school's definitely supporting. Like, they put it in the newsletter. And
yes. Yeah, it goes,
Yes.
Principal Schwerdow always puts anything that has to do with Young Life, it goes into bulletins, it's also addressed to the students.
Yeah.
And then Young Life actually has their Young Life leadership come to the school to let the kids know. And Ellis, do you remember how many they had? You were there. Were you there?
But I got a lot of people to go.
I like
that. She wanted to be there.
Yes. So yeah, I think definitely,
and they're providing activities.
We've already had 2 activities.
Yes.
Three weeks, 4 weeks?
Yes, within a month.
You would hear about them like on the announcements and as you said, the bulletin and stuff, you hear a lot.
For my two cents worth, whatever it's worth, I'm very pro Young Life. My daughter was one of the leaders at one time working that organization, so, yes.
The students seem to be pretty responsive to it, I think, and have had a good time.
Number four, Port Aransas ISD will encourage students, parents, staff, and community members to use the district's recreational facilities that are available outside of the school day. Responsibility is superintendent, campus principal, athletic director, and teachers. This was marked acceptable. PAISD's track and tennis courts are normally open to the community and COVID restrictions has affected this practice. We can mark that COVID sentence out again, correct?
PAYC is allowed to utilize our gyms when we're not using them, and that is year round now. It's not just during PAYC.
PAYC.
The basketball, so youth basketball.
Port A Youth, okay.
No, Port Aransas Youth.
Something.
Anyways, it's for basketball and they're using it on a regular. And we do have a tumbling, independent tumbling class after hours. It's for pay, but the elementary gym's being used, I think, 1 or 2 days a week for that count, for the end of the school.
And I guess since this involves community members, I know there's also the group that meets early in the mornings that are here before I get to work.
That is teacher driven. It's a group of teachers, and I think there are some community members that come with them. And there used to be a running group, they, you know, running club in the morning, but that's a, but yes, ma'am, we do facilitate that in the mornings as well. One of our teachers actually does it.
Sorry, just making some quick notes. The last page is wellness plan goal for school-based activities. One, a sufficient time will be allowed for students to eat meals in lunchroom facilities that are clean, safe, and comfortable. Superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers are the responsible parties. Level of implementation is exceptional. Comments, PAISD schedules 30-minute meal times for students. Port Aransas High School has optional eating areas and the facilities are clean and well maintained. Any comments further on that?
Still the same.
Two, wellness for students and their families will be promoted at suitable school activities. Superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers are the responsible parties. Level of implementation is acceptable. PAISD has followed COVID protocols. We'll remove that one again. Vaccine clinics and an annual health and wellness fair are hosted by PAISD. The fair was canceled in 2021 due to COVID, but is scheduled.
Yep, we're having it this year.
For May?
Yes,
May 16. May 16?
Yes.
And the CATCH program again will be implemented in 21-22. It has been implemented. And number three, employee wellness, education, and involvement will be promoted at suitable school activities. Responsible parties, superintendent, campus principal, food service staff, and teachers. This was marked acceptable. And the comments were vaccine clinics are offered for employees, and the mental health counseling is available. Any further comments, additions, questions?
What was the, at the, I think it was the middle school, the, I want to say sex education.
Aim for success.
Yeah. Aim for success. So is that something that would be added
good life
for wellness and education?
Yes, yep. And that was Renee, 5th grade through 12.
The wellness for students and their families, so that would be number two.
Okay. Aim for success.
Yeah, that wasn't for the employee.
Yes.
And that was offered at
for
the middle school only?
Fifth grade through 12th grade.
Fifth through 12. And under number two, wellness for students and their families?
Yes.
Okay.
And then on your meal time at the top, you need to put at
education classes for regular exercise, moderate religious activity. It says exceptional, but it basically says teach requirements are followed. I mean, it's a requirement or following, that's just kind of basic. Is there anything exceptional you think of? I'm not calling it out, but it just sounds like it's basic.
Right.
I agree.
It's an order of what exceptional.
I don't know, Tisha may have more. That may be more of a Tisha question.
What?
Oh, on the second page, number two, but education classes, it says teach requirements are followed at all grade levels. And we've hit, marked it exceptional, I don't know if there's something else other than just hitting the requirements, if we're just doing the requirements, that's acceptable.
It's a valid point, except that the way that the teaches are written, you hit the moderate to vigorous if it's done with full implementation, not just baseline on the teeth. So they take the teeth and then they make sure that they're doing it at the highest level. And so I would say that you could go either way. I think your justification there is that the physical education teachers here go, they take the basic and they make sure that they go above and beyond. So we could say that the teachers are required and are followed at all grade levels and coaches move beyond the basics of those. Because ours do, I can attest to that. Even push that.
Yeah, not all that.
You ever want
to run,
go watch Coach Sheffield teach kindergarten PE. It is amazing.
How did you word that? Coaches move beyond the basics.
Beyond the basics. They require more than the basics in the teach, so they'll move to an exceptional level versus just the master.
Anything else?
Good catch.
Yes, for the future. So we're gonna be moving, the catch is gonna become more involved this next school year. So we're moving to, how would you, John, the two stars, what would you consider that then?
Say, I'm sorry.
So the catch program is gonna be becoming more involved this next year. So we're going from one star this year to two star activities next year. So how would you word that?
Because there's two aspects to the program. One is the coordination kit, which helps all the coordination between faculty, staff, teachers, students, parents, right? The second year it becomes more curriculum focused. That it includes a curriculum being taught in the classroom and in physical education and activities and child nutrition services. It becomes more, you know, required. It's kind of required, adopted by the school and taught based upon a plan that the school has control of and puts together. So right now, this year, there's been themes that promote wellness, healthy physical activity, but there's really been no requirement that anyone has to teach the classes in physical education or the health lessons in the classroom. Next year, there'll be an expectation that that happens at a level appropriate to the conditions here at PAISD.
So we'll be building. I put down catch will be more curriculum focused in 22-23 and implementation.
Yes, teaching knowledge and skills that are healthy living out.
Anything else?
Sounds good. Okay, moving on. So we are rolling out the last theme for this school year for Catch on the 19th of April. It is going to be, I like to move it. I like to cook it. So what we're gonna ask are that parents take pictures of their students at home, either cooking, exercising, and then send the pictures. I get to collect all the pictures. At the elementary school, we already have a large bulletin board put up, so we're gonna display the pictures on there as they come in. The middle school also has a bulletin board where those are gonna be displayed, the same thing. Callan, I don't know, are you part of the high school group for?
Catch.
Yes.
I'm not.
Okay. So usually, Mr. Schwartout meets with those students and they kind of follow some of the same things that we're doing. So I'm sure they'll be, they'll decide as a group what they wanna do for that last rollout. And then more than likely at the end of that week, we'll have fresh fruits again. We've found with all the regulations and rules that it works best at the end of the school day, that Friday, if we're giving them a healthy snack to start their weekend off as they're leaving school, because then it doesn't compete at all with the school food service program. Okay. So we finally completed the Aim for Success after we had to reschedule. What I did is we had to do an evaluation of the presenter. It was one presenter, her name was Melissa Teat, and she really did do a good job of keeping the kids engaged. She kind of had made, you know, some kind of light remarks and stuff that, you know, kind of got the kids listening. And what I did though is I went around to the principals or anybody that sat in on one of the sessions, staff members, to see kind of what everybody felt about it. So the big feedback was, I know Coach Sheffield sat in with the fifth grade boys, and he kind of felt it would have, a lot of it got turned around on him, seeing that he is a male, because there's things that as a female we can't really discuss. And he kind of felt like it would probably be better in the future if we had a female and a male presenter. And then we could do fifth grade at the same time because they're split up, boys and girls. The girls and the boys, she was not able to complete the full session, and because there were a lot of questions that were being asked by students, which is great, we want that. But she didn't get it into any of the like sexting, any of that stuff, which I think really would have been beneficial for the fifth grade. A point that she did make that I think was a big eye opener for a lot of students, and especially at the middle school. Callan, I'm not so much sure at the high school, but when she told the students that if you're underage and you have a picture, a nude picture, picture of somebody else on your phone, and you choose to share that with others, like the implications that that is, can cause for your future. Like, I think a lot of them thought, because they're a minor too, and it's possessing minor pornography. So I think that was kind of an eye opener for them, because I think a lot of them thought because they were underage, that kind of the rules wouldn't apply if they got caught, that they'd kind of get a smack on the hand. And so I really wish the fifth graders got to do that. So what I would like to see in future is maybe a little longer session. Sessions were only 60 minutes, but maybe like an hour and a half for like the fifth graders, so that we can get the full curriculum in there. Callan, I'm gonna put you on the spot since you're the only high schooler here. What I would like to see for the high school, and talk to Mr. Schwartout about this, is it was, did you feel the information was good information that she shared?
I did. I do think there should be more information about safe sex, and because it's inevitable for some.
I have just, I have two high schoolers, so I have some input to go along with her. And that was definitely one of them.
Well, and I feel like we cram all four grades into the gym, boys and girls all together, and we have this presenter down in the front presents, and there is, it's not as a really safe space, I think, for them to be able to ask questions for students that maybe are having questions about things. I'd like to see, and I think Mr. Schwartout feels the same way, is smaller groups and maybe divided by different sexes. So,
yes.
You know, the
well,
younger.
Maybe we as Shaq could recommend that perhaps this is more than 45 minutes or an hour's worth of information and something that ought to be, you know, an hour every month.
Yeah, I agree.
And who would teach that every month?
I gotta find people to do it.
Come on, Dr. Russell. You don't want to come.
I got an hour, you know.
Callum, do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
So I, and my kids come from Colorado, so we had a much different experience with this type of education over the last couple years. And so I was just curious, what the state is allowed to teach.
Absent.
And that's it.
Pretty much. There are some things in terms of statistics, which the AIM program does put into, and the AIM program is 100% approved in terms of the curriculum that they present in relation to what the state of Texas allows us as an educational system to do.
So my kids thought that was ridiculous, like, and all their friends. Like, they're like, people are having sex. Whether these people, and I agree what she said, like the one person at the front in front of the whole high school, she just said, both my kids, 9th and 10th. And I polled their friends too, like to get an overview. They just like, there's, where's the like prevention? What happens if you do get pregnant? Where can you go for resources, sexually transmitted diseases, consequences? Like, I feel like this is it. Like, these kids are really getting a disservice, but I mean, they're not educated, like, they're not being told. And I'm not saying like, you know, political this or political that. I'm saying like the facts, like, this is what birth control is. This is what abortion is. This is what sex STDs are. Just like I said, the facts. And I don't feel like this program is really serving them by just getting up there and saying, don't have sex. So.
Well, in her defense, I mean, and she didn't say that.
No,
she
said abstinence is the only, is the
no,
most, what,
100%, yes, which it is.
Right.
But I think, so.
I mean, and that's what I preach in my house. Like,
well, but
don't have sex until you're 30. But
I think as a medical provider, it's ingrained in us to educate about everything.
And that's just me.
And, well, no, I feel the same way. I mean, I've delivered a 13-year-old baby.
Right,
you know, your 13-year-old's baby before. But this is following the teaks that are set, the guidelines by
that's
the state.
That's why I asked, because my views don't matter if it's
right
set by the state.
And
I
mean,
don't know that.
They are very, I mean, Tisha and I sat, because especially with the opt-in this year, we sat and went through, I mean.
It has to be approved. Our school board did, you know, we have to do it. They have to approve it. We have to put it out. Legislatively,
I know that you're very restricted on what you can, as the school, tell the students, but are you restricted on resources available? Say if a parent came to you and said, what resources, I want to talk to my child about this, what resources do you suggest? Like, would there be a way for us to put together something that had the things if the parents were interested in going that route or teaching that to their kids?
We would have to check that. I cannot answer that.
I also think the school's not responsible for every aspect of life, but I absolutely understand that we need to know where to go.
So if a parent was to come to me and say, hey, you know, private conversation, is there anywhere that you would recommend or other avenues where I could get my student help or educated more? Because I'm, like, as a parent, they'd say, maybe I'm not comfortable doing that. Of course, there are different groups, like especially in Corpus Christi, stuff like that, that I would give them information on for them to follow that.
So if a student comes to you, are you allowed to do that for a student?
It's because, and I agree, the state wants the parent to have the right to say what they will.
And I know not every student has the best parent.
Correct.
That's what I'm so worried about.
And it's a balance, mm-hmm. but we want to honor that parental ability to say what their philosophical beliefs are in terms of those big conversations that you have with children. Mm-hmm. So what we're hoping is that they get a little bit here, and if they have more questions, they can ask, and then, you know, what we're legally allowed to do inside the buildings.
And those opt-in forms, when I got them back, it was very eye-opening to me. Because quite a few parents wrote in little comments, and some of them were very appreciative, like that the school was offering this, because they weren't able to have those conversations with their children. And then you had the opposite end of the spectrum, where parents wrote in, like, the school has no right educating my child on this at all. So it's hard to find that fine line to kind of make everybody.
So I see where those parents are coming from, but you cannot, like, shelter the kids from real life. I mean, you could say, you know, I don't want my kids to learn about the wars because they were brutal. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, these are the facts of life.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
The scientific part.
How would they answer questions about those things that they're not covering? Someone were to ask about abortion, or someone, one of the students, can they even address that as a question?
You know, yeah, it really hasn't, and I think it's because of the environment that's really not conducive.
Yeah.
Because more than likely, that conversation is gonna happen in the high school group. And
they're not going to stand up in front of their whole entire high school and ask a question.
And in all honesty, like, the senior boys were probably the worst behaved out of, like, all of the different groups that we did. Because they get so much, and we all know this as parents, so much of it they see on social media, it's right in front of their faces all the time. So, but I feel where you're coming from. I've felt that for, like, last year, I know we talked as a group about, or the year before, I can't even remember, but the state just puts, it's abstinence-based.
Don't forget, you can also refer them to their doctor or their nurse practitioner.
Yes.
But a lot of them don't, I mean, we're on the island, a lot of them don't have, I mean, they don't have a doctor, they don't have a nurse practitioner here.
Unfortunately, that's one of those things that, you know, that you, from my standpoint, you that's when you talk to kids about that, when they're having their physical.
Yeah.
And we never see high school kids who are physicals.
No.
Because they have the participation in physicals, you know, here. So.
I don't know. My kids were just very shocked. We're a conservative family, and they were just shocked.
High school boys are so misbehaving, they're all doing it. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, they're like,
oh. Don't say that.
I know, but they are, I mean, that's.
No, I don't wanna think about that, but no.
But you have to, like.
Well, but.
They have to be educated.
My.
Well, and realistically, the average 50% of 14-year-olds are sex ed.
They gave, actually though, the percentages. And, the percentages of kids that may say that they are compared to they actually are is, the percentage is quite a bit lower of students that actually are partaking in that. I'm surprised, in all honesty. So, but.
So I'm not knocking this program, but are there other options besides the
one that was the, based on what we were allowed to do, is the one that is guaranteed that we don't have to worry about any of the external pieces to that and say no, not this, no, not that.
Is that based on school district or state or?
State sets
teams.
The regulations
yes.
of
so
what
So they are the ones that say
it.
You teach aim for success?
No.
No.
They are the ones who set off what can be. Aim has stayed strictly on
that.
Yeah. We do not have to worry that there are any outliers that
got
can
it.
In trouble.
Wait, that makes sense.
We know when we present
CYA,
we're as a district not going to have any
lawsuits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I get it. I thought.
So your best bet is to write a lot of letters and hope you get a new lieutenant governor.
Well, and to think about where else do our kids go that isn't so bureaucratic that we can slip the information in.
I encourage another. Places of, you know, young life is being utilized for any of the church organizations or, you know, what are they willing to do to help support when they gather and have children. Outside of our buildings, the community can do what it sees fit to get that education out and allow parents to have a decision if they want to be a part of that outside of where we're at.
I think Corey just said it best. I think as medical providers that, like, I'm not worried about my kids. I'm worried about all the other kids.
Coastal Bend Wellness is a resource. It used to be the Coastal Bend AIDS Foundation. That was Coastal Bend Wellness.
So is there someone coming to the wellness fair that might fall under that umbrella? Or maybe you have a weird question you'd like to ask?
Yeah, Coastal Bend Wellness would be a good one to invite to that, because I bet they'd come.
Who?
Coastal Bend Wellness.
They
used to do. They used to come in and do presentations at the school.
I would think South Texas Family Planning would give some information.
They also have the pregnancy center in Corpus.
Yes.
Which would be a really good.
And
I think as well.
They
are. You allowed to give? Are you allowed to tell kids?
Well, it's
those things.
This is the wellness fair. I don't know what.
So both of these are on Commissioner Chesney's office has a list of organizations that they use for health fairs. So both of those are on that list. The list that I have here is just who right now has replied back that they are coming. So hopefully there'll be more added to this list.
And you recruit all these?
Some of them I did. Some of them, like I said, are with Commissioner Chesney's. Like they go around to all school districts and do this.
Yep.
So, but Tisha, if I recall, next year we'll have to go through this whole again for the sex education.
We keep AIM, I don't think we have to because it's the same program.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Since David is not here, if you remember way back, we did those, our vision of the future, and we had some follow-up discussions. So it looks like the student council, did you guys do a survey or just kind of met as a group to come up with ideas of things during the summer months that high school age students would like to do?
At our meeting for the, it was like for the last week of school or something, we talked, or David just asked that everyone send about three things that they think would be good during the summer to Ms. McDaniel. And I don't know, are these things that he
yeah.
gave to you already?
These are, she forwarded me the emails.
Okay.
So surfing, which I think we already talked about, we thought that would be a good option. Cooking classes, board game club, art classes, volleyball tournament, dodgeball games, and weightlifting.
So weightlifting, yes, it would be here at the school. I know that one of the options was y'all wanted to go off campus or have something off campus, but I do know that during the ACE time frame that you will have open gym, and I know weightlifting or the weight area will be open and facilitated for that. Could do Miss K into doing a volleyball tournament, that'd be pretty cool. She is gonna offer the volleyball and she's trying to do it out on the beach again so we can get out of the building. And she did a good job of that last year. It was hugely successful. So I'm hoping that come back. Love the other ones, and I don't mind sharing those with Mr. Phillips for the ACE program to see if he is able to incorporate any of those into his summer program. Appreciate the idea, thank you, because we can cut. Adults can come up with stuff all day long. It doesn't mean anybody won't come. So I like
that. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, and then I added two, which we didn't, there weren't Young Life activities last summer, were there? So with as involved and with as involved as the students have been in the last couple activities, are there gonna be any this summer going on?
Our last.
Okay, because that may
I
be
I wanna grab some of those, grab them, and tell me which ones you're grabbing, and love to y'all, so tag me.
So Cherie, you'll get back to me
yes.
on that kind of and let me know? Okay. And then Liz, you were gone the last meeting.
Yeah.
Did you want to touch
it? So I'm still pursuing this. I did talk to the police guy, policeman, and he said he would check with his advisors and see if they had any.
Officer Boyer? Or?
No, so he didn't want to step on anyone's toes. Like if Officer Boyer needs to do this,
okay.
He was going to check. So I just need to get back with him and see what he found out.
Okay.
And then was this brought up to Mr. Swartout at all by anyone? I haven't mentioned it to him.
No, we were kind of waiting
okay.
to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so health and wellness fair. I was freaking out a little bit because in the past, the Department of Health has been here and Walgreens has always been here to use for like our seniors that need their meningococcal to go off to college. And we also advertise like the sixth graders going into seventh grade that the Tdap and the meningococcal will be available. We both, Melissa Flores with Commissioner Chesney's office and myself have been trying to get through to the Department of Health because I know a big thing is I've got some seniors who don't have insurance and can't afford to go to CVS and get that immunization. So the Department of Health has not gotten back to us. HEB has not gotten back to us. CVS, I finally went into CVS and talked to them and just got a response back from him tonight while we were waiting. So because it's only the two pharmacists there, they could set aside a time where students could come in and receive those immunizations. But then again, the thing is, those would be only students with health insurance. So I did get a call a little while ago. South Texas Family Planning has agreed to give immunizations for the uninsured at the health fair. So that makes me feel better. It's
if it ever comes down to it, they can also go to the health department on Horn Road.
I think that's the thing, though, is like
getting there.
Yeah.
The first of our families getting there.
You know that.
I've tried for 20 years to get them to come here and do a He said, we don't do that, we do that part. So I said, really?
So I feel a little bit better. I was starting to freak out a little bit because, I mean, I do worry about the kids that don't have, you know, access to get those immunizations, and I know it's a struggle, and when a family has to come up with $200 out of pocket for an immunization, I mean, that puts a burden on everybody. So these are, like I said, I printed this off for everybody. These are everybody thus far that has committed to coming. I'm kind of excited. We've got the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services coming, which I don't think that we've ever had at our health and wellness fair. Yes. I know right now that the city is, they're kind of juggling many positions. I had reached out to who does a swimming lesson?
Catherine.
And she's overwhelmed right now, very busy. But, and she already had her calendar, I think, scheduled, but she's gonna put it down for the following year, for next year. So, so the Jackson Robley from the city is kind of gonna be the caveat for a few of the city different functions. If they get people hired though, and there's more flexibility, they may send some other individuals from the city to programs. Renee is gonna do kind of like the food taste testing. There's gonna be a DJ, I did not put that down. There's gonna be a DJ that's gonna be there, so it'll be a little more upbeat. They're gonna do, which we haven't in the past, there'll be somebody here, Lucid Hearing, to do hearing exams on people. Sam's Optical is gonna be here to do vision exams. I don't know how the hearing exam is gonna work because I don't really have a quiet place to put them.
With
a DJ? Yeah. So we'll see how that works. But for the most part, I'm pretty happy about what we have so far.
What about fire or police? I see EMS.
Mm-hmm. I can invite them.
You say fire? Just do something. Fire will be there no matter what.
Yeah, fire will be there regardless.
But if they had a booth, they could go ask questions.
Yeah.
Or like anything like. The fire department came, maybe they could bring CPR brochures or something. And a Stop the Bleed's great, but CPR would be good.
You have CPR
what?
Class or anything?
Yeah, CPR would be great.
I can talk to Dan about that too. They may be able to. And then the thing does get to the point where we've only got so much space and so many big tables on campus. So
do they go around, where do they?
Yep, it goes in the gym.
In the gym.
And then the entryway of the foyer area. So, and I was able to get a female provider for physicals. So you won't be flying solo.
Yay.
Yeah, so
tell
me more about that.
Tell you what?
Tell me more about what you need from me. What time?
It's gonna be, you probably wanna be there about 2.
Oh, okay.
And then Melissa will actually have Melissa Flores with Chesney's office. Usually she brought a team, so you'll have like somebody doing blood pressures and all of that.
The equipment and all that.
Yes. Yes. So you just show up and smile and. And then we'll stick you back in the boys' locker room. And that's where they'll come through. So, all right. That is really all I have on the agenda for right now. I did, when I sent out the email today, Caitlin, this doesn't apply to you. please respond back if you want to be a part of SHAC next school year. I've heard back from a couple people already. And then hopefully next school year, the plan is to start off right away in September with our first meeting of the school year. And we were just kind of delayed with the big COVID outbreak at the beginning of the school year and then the change through the state with like the opt-in, and we just wanted to make sure that we were doing everything correctly before we met and got the ball rolling. So I appreciate everybody taking time out of their.
Are you adjourned?
Sure.
We have to say.
Adjourned.